Hey, everyone, I'm John.
This is Wes.
This is the Nintendo Show, the best damn Nintendo podcast on the internet. This is going to be the first show for the month of April 2024. So it's the Pokemon Show, and we're in the same room. How about this show?
I missed you guys.
We still saw each other.
Yeah, well, you know, I did see a whole lot.
Like, yeah, I suppose
so. We barely saw each other. We saw each other now, like movies.
I guess just to get the background of what happened here, we actually haven't been in the same room recording for close to a year. I think like a couple times we met up at Ryan's place, but we mostly been doing remote recording because the usual podcast room that we use here had been occupied. It is not occupied anymore. But like we like saw movies.
Yeah,
every
you killed
once
that
in a while.
Chick, right?
Yeah, I watched. Technically, I suppose still occupied because she's in the walls. Someone's gonna call the police.
Oh my god.
Where were we? That's the sort of thing we don't talk about when
we're recording. It's okay. People don't know that we live in Orlando, Florida. It's fine.
So, Pokemon, I got a quiz game for you guys. And we'll talk about whatever Pokemon topic you want to talk about. Like, how's Pokemon Go, Ryan?
I haven't played all that much lately. Real life's kind of got in the way a little bit.
But, yeah, one job, Ryan.
Yeah. They did bring back Shadow Mewtwo, which is a really big thing. I think people have been wanting that. There was a Team Rocket takeover that happened. So that came around. I picked up a bunch of them. So they were also shiny unlocked. You could have gotten a shiny Shadow Mewtwo.
Oh, okay.
1 in 20 odds every time you did it. I don't know. I feel like not a whole lot happened. We had a Litten event. The Litten was the spotlight Pokemon. Bagon's going to be up next.
Very cool.
Got another one of those.
This is a bad sign for the book show. I'm blanking on who Litten is.
It's
Starter Cat.
Gen 7's
from Alola.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
With Rowlet and Popplio.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
Got a shiny Bellsprout.
I'm going to do great for the show.
Got a shiny
good news. There are no Alola questions.
Good.
This is all Kalos.
Nice. Yeah. I'm trying to think of one of the big stuff coming out. There's always new stuff. They actually literally just today launched a new quest line associated with like large and small Pokemon.
Hmm.
So like, you know, I think Pokemon Go does a pretty good job of accurately representing the size of things. You know, so like Wailord is literally the size of a Wailord. It's not like when you're playing in a game and they make a little sprite.
Right.
That looks like how big a
Wailord. You don't get a sense of scale when you're playing on a Game Boy Advance.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I take that back because like if you think about Scarlet and Violet and even Sword and Shield, I think they did a pretty good job of accurately representing the size of them. But in this game, they're trying to do that. So, you know, like they want you to find really small things like Joltik, but also really large things like Wailmer and... Citadel, have you guys ever noticed? Like, Citadel is fucking giant. I think it's absolutely massive.
Who is? Oh, the Cititan.
It's a Titan. Yeah. That's what it becomes. Versus, like, finding Cutiefly or Wimpod. Oh, and Wimpod is now shiny unlocked. So.
Very cool.
Best of luck if you can find one of those out there. Oh, and I hit level 45. So, good for me.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Wes, anything with Pokemon Unite?
Let me kill him. Yep, we're back in Virgin, so I grabbed myself a candy bar like I used to.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Yep. I couldn't resist. I wasn't going to, but I was like, no, it's just not the same if I don't have a candy bar.
No, it's better if you don't have one.
It's better without a candy bar. Nothing new has happened in a night since our last event, which was the Maridon event to unlock them, which I did get my Maridon. I haven't played them at all.
Do they have Coridon as well, or are you just doing the one?
Just Maridon.
Okay.
I mean, they may make add Coridon at some point. Mm. But I mean, it'd be cool if they do. I think it'd be cool if they add a skin that you can change Maridon to Coridon. I think that would be pretty cool. But they don't do stuff like that.
They should put in a Cyclizar, who's just like the slightly worse version.
But there's nothing really going on right now. Some kind of like little events here and there just to get the in-game currencies because there's like 50 of them. It's ridiculous. Nothing really to report on right now when it comes to that. I don't like Maridon. He's really weird. You guys aren't gonna. But he's a weird.
Not as good as Cramorant.
I love my Cramorant. Oh, he's my buddy. I've been playing a lot of Masquerade lately, and he's just murder. I mean, it's just he's not great against the big beefy guys, but against like attackers, he blows them up in a couple of moves. He's really good when it comes to just an assassin kind of guy. Bryndon has like a triple cast. So you like cast one, you cast an ability, and then there's a quick cooldown, and you can cast it again. And on the third, it's an empowered cast. And they're weird, and they're hard to aim, and I don't like them. Mm. I don't like them at all. But the next,
yeah, fuck that guy.
Yeah, the next Pokemon, which they announced, but they don't. There's no date on, to my knowledge, is Phalanx, which is weird.
Yeah, that is strange.
Of all the Pokemon, they add Phalanx.
Okay. Hmm. I mean, I like that they take like the weird, unexpected ones, like Phalanx or Cramorant. It's a little bit like Pokken Tournament taking Chandelure in their PvP fighting game.
Oh, I love Chandelure. Chandelure's in this too. He's one of my I play him a lot. He's really good. But Phalanx, and from the brief video that I saw, because I didn't see anything in depth, I just saw like screenshots of him, and I didn't see like the move explanations and stuff like that, so I don't know how the moves actually work, but it looks like the positioning of the Phalanx changed on certain moves, and so probably he gets more defensive or gets more attack oriented based on the formation that your moves are changing the Phalanx in, kind of like Aegis Slash in this.
So you have like an offensive and defensive form.
Yeah, so you use, he gets his two abilities. One is it's either Shadow Claw or Sacred Sword, I think. But you use that and he shifts into attack stance and he deals more damage and he attacks faster. But if you use one of the other abilities, which is Iron Head and King Shield, one of those two, he shifts into his defensive form. So he's a little slower and attacks slower, but he's a little tankier. So that's how that guy works. So I'm thinking Phalanx is probably going to work somewhere in that kind of format. He's just one move's going to shift him into some kind of formation, and then that's just my guess. I have no idea. And then after him is Shroomish.
Very nice.
Those are the only two announced to my knowledge.
Yeah, that's cool.
I don't do in-depth study on this, so I don't know. But yeah, it's nothing really special going on right now with it.
Cool. Well, you guys ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Here we go. Quiz show. Absolutely no stakes on this
one. Whether we don't have a prize? No winnings available?
No, there's no prize. Well, the winner gets to keep Sherlock. Oh. How's that?
He's old. He's almost dead. I don't
know. It's true. He's on death's door. He's going to be 13 in May.
Wow.
Wow.
He's so good. I mean, he's running around. He's jumping up on couches.
He has his days. He's also, is on a, you know, like prescribed or anything, but he's on an anti-inflammatory. And
he's high as a kite right now.
Oh, right. So he's high on ibuprofen. I know he's got like a little chewable anti-inflammatory. He takes them every couple of days and it helps keep him spry. Cause if he goes for a few days without taking, he moves a little bit stiffer. Mm-hmm.
He's a small dog. He's gonna live for a while still.
He's a mutt and he's a small dog, and like the two breeds, he's a Chihuahua rat terrier mix, and Chihuahuas generally like 16-17 years and rat terriers about 15-16 years. So
yeah, you got some time left.
Yeah, clock's ticking. Go get a job. So this is all about Kalos. So we've actually, since we were doing the Gen 3 run through for the retro show, we've actually mentioned here and there we should do like a Gen 6 playthrough on 3DS, because it has the Kalos Pokemon, also has the remakes of the Hoenn Pokemon. So
I'm doomed.
No, you're gonna do great. There are no, like, we don't need to, you can pick team names if you want, but I have the questions already divided up, who's gonna get what question.
Oh, we need team names.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Do a team name.
It's weird that you even made it seem like a thing that was optional.
Okay, go ahead. Give me a team name then.
Well, you got to give us a theme. What's the theme?
The theme, Gen 6 Pokemon.
Come on. It's not an adventurous theme.
Oh, okay. Come on.
The theme is a Muppet. Be a Muppet.
Oh, boy.
Beaker. I'll go Beaker.
It's a good pick.
I like Beaker.
Sam Eagle.
Okay, very good. Sam Eagle, you are up first.
This is the most patriotic of all available Muppets.
So, Team Sam Eagle, for 2 points apiece, I want you... Each generation, Kalos included, has a batch of three starters, and they're always fire, water, grass, some combination of the three of those. Yeah. So, we're just going to talk about the starters for a minute here. Okay. Ryan, for 2 points apiece, just tell me all three of the Kalos starters. Just give me the three names, and I'll tell you how many points you got.
Froakie. Does it matter which form it is?
Let's do the first form.
Okay. So Froakie. It becomes Chestnut, but it's something in the small form. I actually can't think of it either. Gosh, and then the fire is Braxian, and it becomes some. I'm honestly not prepped for this quiz either, dude. Finnegan? Finnegan is the fire starter. Mm.
Was it Finnegan, Braxian, to Delphox?
I think so. And
nothing's on the line. I can help him.
You're right. Nothing is on the line.
Chespin. Chespin's the. I'm pretty sure Chespin's the grass one.
So you're saying Chespin, Finnegan, Froakie?
Yeah.
So I thought, yep. So that's all three. Mm-hmm. There's your plus six. Team Beaker. For 6 points, name any of the middle forms.
Oh, you fucker.
I just said one of them. Braxian?
You were helping each other out a little bit there.
Braxian.
There you go.
Look at that.
So we're all tied up at six apiece right off the bat.
Where are the other two? That's it? Oh, Frogadier?
Frogadier
is the middle form.
You guys might be helping each other out here a little bit. All right. Well, so
we might as well just wrap it up. What's the grass one?
Back to Team Sam Eagle.
Soda.
Well done.
Oh, come on. You know you missed that.
I did just, not even a little bit.
Come on, buddy.
So all three of the starters get secondary types. All in their final forms. So the middle form is just a monotype, but when they reach their final forms, they all get a secondary type. To this point, the only other starter group throughout the Pokemon generations that all got secondary typings was in Gen 4, the Sinnoh Pokemon. In the other generations, 1, 2... and 3 and 5, there was at least one starter in a final form that was a monotype. But in Kalos, they all got a secondary type. Ryan, for 2 points apiece, what are the final form type pairings? Because I don't necessarily need the names, but give me the three type pairings. Obviously, it's going to be one's a water, one's a grass, one's a fire. But what are each of those paired with as the secondary type?
For Gen 6?
For Kalos, Gen 6.
They're all Kalos.
Oh, okay. It's Fire Psychic, Grass Fighting, and Water Dark.
That's it. That's plus six. Wes, for 6 points.
Oh, gosh.
Give me any of the other middle forms for these starters.
You fucking... Oh, my God. Frogadier.
Frogadier. There we go. We're all tied up at 12.
I don't know what the grass one is.
I just gave him 12 points.
You did.
I scored all 24 points.
You have.
Of the game.
I so always lose. Stupid. You know I need the help.
No one tells you had to talk out loud.
I don't know what the grass one is, though, so I mean...
Quilladin. That's it. That's enough of the starters. We're done.
Oh, okay.
I'm not giving you an answer.
Quilladin?
Yep. Right.
Oh, it's like
powder. Chespin, Quilladin, Chestnut?
Right.
That's dumb.
One of the biggest shakeups that they can do in any Pokemon game is, of course, the addition of a new type. Gen 6 debuted the Fairy type. We actually did a whole quiz on the Fairy type. A few months back, so I'm not going to get too deep into. I'm just going to try not to repeat any of the stuff we did there. They debuted 7 new non-legendary, non-mythical fairy types for a point each. We're just going to go back and forth. Wes, you're starting. Team Beaker, just give me a fairy type that was introduced in Kalos first, or if it's got another form, also totally fine.
Crap.
Well, they're Sylveon.
Sylveon, very good. That's, what did we say, 1 point apiece? Yeah. Over to Sam Eagle.
I'll do Spritzy.
Spritzy, there you go, plus one. Back over to Beaker. Fairy type in Kalos.
How many are there?
There are 7 non-legendary, non-mythical.
There's 7 in that gen? Yep.
You got 2. You got Sylveon, and you got, what did you say? You said?
Spritzy.
Spritzy, yeah.
Aromatisse? Something like that?
No, you don't get a point for that, because that's the evolution of Spritzy.
Okay.
So back over to Sam.
That's fine. Swirlix is probably the only thing.
Swirlix, yep. Yeah.
Audino, That's Gen 5, right?
Audino is not one. Back over to Sam.
Yeah. Dedenne.
Dedenne, yep. Got another one? bigger. So far, we got Spritzy, and of course, Aromatizzy, who's the evolutionary. Ryan, you said Swirlix. Yes. Swirlix and Slurpuff. There's your other one. You got Sylveon, and you got Dedenne. There are three more. Oof.
I have no idea.
You got any more on you, Sam?
Yeah. Is it one more and then I have to stop guessing?
Or one more and then we'll give Wes another chance to see if he's got a...
Okay, I think this is the generation that enters Flabébé.
It is Flabébé, yep.
Okay.
God damn it.
So there are two more, and they're tough ones.
I don't know, Cutifly?
No, Cutifly was Alola.
Was Klefki this generation?
Klefki was this generation.
God, fuck.
There's one more.
I have scored every point. I have scored
every available point. You know everything there is to know about Kalos.
God. He's up what? 5 points on me now?
Yeah, you did get a point there.
I got one.
And there's lots of points to go around. And there's nothing.
I'm not worried yet.
Mega Altaria.
Plus five. No, the last one I'm looking for was Carbink.
Okay. Yeah, that's Carbink.
So fun fact, Sylveon, maybe we just talked about fairy type introduced. Sylveon is the only new Pokemon evolution from an existing Pokemon in this generation. And there were no other, like, new evolutionary steps of other Pokemon. And I think the only other generation to do that, not have extra steps for already existing Pokemon, was Gen 5. After this, like, they'll start to get into, you know, regional variants and extra evolutionary steps within those regions.
Hold on a second. Gen 5... Didn't they add evolutions after... You beat the Leaf 4 and the Pokedex expanded? Because that's...
That was in Sinnoh. That was Gen 4.
Oh, because that's where the Magnezone and... Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like Sinnoh. Tribe and whatever.
Yeah.
So, of course, adding a new type brought in some retyping of older Pokemon. I'm going to give you a batch of Pokemon. Each of you will get a batch of four. And for 2 points apiece,
okay. You
tell me if the fairy type was added to their typing, giving them a secondary type, or if it replaced their original typing. For example, if I were to say Magnemite, you would say that Steel was added to its typing rather than replaced Electric. So, Team Sam Eagle. All
right.
Clefairy, Ralts, Snubbull, and Merrill. We can take them one at a time if you want.
Yeah, we'll do them one at a time. The first one we had was...
Clefairy.
Clefairy, I'm fairly certain it keeps the normal type and gets added the fairy type.
It gets replaced.
It gets replaced on that one.
Okay. Clefairy becomes just a fairy type. All
right.
Next one was a
Jigglypuff that you're that did okay. that.
What's up?
Next one was Ralts.
Ralts, I will also say, keeps the psychic type, but also gets a fairy.
Yeah, fairy type was added.
Okay.
Snubbull is next.
Snubbull, I think, is a pure fairy.
Yep, that one got replaced the normal type. And then Merrill is the last one.
Merrill keeps a water type. Yeah, and then it also has... I'll say it keeps the water type and adds on fairy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Team. So that was good for 3 points. Oh, sorry, 2 points each. That's good for 6 points. Look at all those points.
Elevated the point totals.
Point inflation. Here we go.
Yeah, it just makes you feel more accomplished if you just add more points.
End with 90 points.
Yeah, it's like...
I like it when we do a quiz and it's like an hour and 15 minutes long and I'm like, your scores are 7-6.
It's like, well, John and I are big fans of Xenoblade, where the numbers get into the millions for no reason.
Yeah.
They just mean nothing at that point.
All it means is that next time you need to have the chain attack that builds the higher number.
You need to topple first before you answer the
question. You do need to topple, but you got to break before you topple.
Yes.
It's the important thing.
Don't forget to smash.
You always got to smash.
You always got to smash.
Team Beaker.
Yeah.
Your Pokemon are Jigglypuff,
okay.
Togepi, Mr. Mime, and Cottonee. So, Jigglypuff.
Jigglypuff was added, so it's a normal fairy.
Jigglypuff added the fairy type, yep.
What was the next one?
Togepi.
I want to say added. I think it's still a normal, right?
Nope.
Oh, it does replace.
Yep, because when it becomes Togekiss, it's not a normal flying anymore.
I thought I got rid of the normal at that point. It became
no,
just flying.
It just becomes a fairy type from the start. How about Mr. Mime?
Added. It's still psychic.
Yep, and Cottonee.
Connie is added. It's still grass.
Yep, so that is good for a 6 as well. And away we go. Oh, just a quick side note. The other thing that got realigned with the Kallus generation is steel no longer is resistant to dark and ghost. It's just normal effective at that point.
Huh. Interesting.
So, we all know the fairy type was introduced to balance out the type chart, specifically to give poison and steel more offensive prowess and give another counter to the dragon type Pokemon. But they also introduced several non-legendary dragon Pokemon to balance out the dragon type in general. So, we're going to play a little bit of Who's That Pokemon with some new dragon type additions. Team Beaker.
Oh, boy.
This very friendly dragon-type Pokemon will hug its beloved trainer, leaving that trainer covered in sticky slime.
Oh, gosh. It's the Goodras. I just don't know which one.
This very friendly dragon-type Pokemon will hug its beloved trainer. Not a stranger, just his trainer.
I'll go with Goodra.
It is Goodra.
Okay, good. There
we go. That'll be good for 2 points.
I didn't know if you were going to like try to trick me with one of its other forms.
Oh, that would be mean, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Like, no, it's not Goodra. It's Goomy or whatever those other ones are.
Team Sam Eagle.
Okay.
Their poison is strong enough to eat through the hull of a tanker, and they spit it indiscriminately at anything that enters their territory.
I'll guess... I think the evolved form is Dragalge.
Yeah, Dragalge. Or maybe Dragalegg, who knows? Dragalge.
Dragalge makes more sense because it's algae. Mm. That makes more sense.
I think I heard someone say that one time, and I'm like, that kind of makes more sense. I still like Dragalege because they said it that way for 8 years or whatever. But
I like that one a lot. I if we ever end up playing this gen again, I'm using one of those because I do like that one.
They have those at SeaWorld, fun fact. That specific
Dragalge?
Yeah. Like the specific, whatever, seahorse that it's based on.
Oh, nice.
They've got a whole bunch of them in that tank that's like really close to the entrance.
Okay.
Interesting.
So, both of these Pokemon, Goodra and Dragalge, are pretty bulky, but Goodra has more than 100 base stats, total base stats, more than Dragalge. But not all of the individual base stats are higher. So we're going to do a little bit of who's better.
Oh, God.
These are for 2 points. Oh, you both got 2 points for that. Let me make a note of that really quick for this game that has absolutely no stakes to it.
I like that you're not using the laptop to keep track of the points. You're using your phone?
I don't want to have to scroll back through to total up the points.
You can make a formula that does the calculation
Team Sam
for
Eagle.
You. That's the entire idea of using a spreadsheet.
Team Sam Eagle. Tell me, who's got higher base HP, Goodra or Dragalge?
Hmm. I mean, I feel like it'd have to be Goodra. I'll say Goodra, sure.
It's Goodra. Okay. There you go. So that's 2 points. Team Beaker.
Fuck.
Who's got a higher base physical attack?
Oh, fuck.
Goodra or Dragalge?
I'm going to miss every single one of these. Watch, it's going to be great. Dragalge.
It is Goodra.
God fucker.
Well, back, it's got 100 more stats. You'd think at least... I don't know. Keep going. So what do I have? Is this defensive?
I thought Goodra was more defensive oriented. I didn't think it would have...
Yeah.
You have the base... Oh, just for context. Dragalge has a base HP of 65. Goodra is a 90 attack. Dragalge has the 75. Goodra has 100 base physical attack.
Oh, all right. Well, I was way over that.
But Ryan, you got the physical defense.
Physical defense. I will again say Goodra.
It is Dragalge. Okay. Goodra is kind of a frail base 70 physical defense. Huh. Whereas Dragalge has a 90.
A frail Pokemon, huh?
Team Beaker, you're back up with special attack.
Dragalge.
It is Goodra.
Fucker!
Goodra has a base 110 special attack. Dragalge has a 97. So, reasonably close. Team Sam Eagle, how about special defense?
I'll stick with Goodra.
It is Goodra. Both of them have above 120. Dragalge 123, whereas Goodra has a 150.
Good lord.
Yeah. So...
Speed.
Yep, closes out with the speed.
Dragalge.
Gudra.
Fucker! Fucker! Fucker!
Dragalge, shockingly slow. Base speed of 44.
Yeah. Well, when your body is made entirely of poison, you kind of don't have to run anywhere.
So, Ryan, you got a couple of those.
Okay.
But that's it.
Yeah, I was like,
take them down. What are they, 2 points apiece?
Yeah.
So I think I'm down 9 points.
Let's see. You have 21. Where's Ryan's got 23,
27, 29. Okay, so you're going to gift him the 12 from the first question. Yeah.
So we're going to backtrack a little bit to the early game of Gen 6. We're still talking about Gen 6. Like most generation, there's an early bug, there's an early normal type, and there's an early bird, an early flying type. However, they do some fun type changes with the evolutions for the early flying and the early normal type encounters. Team Beaker.
Oh, boy.
For 2 points, what is the final form of the early flying type in Kalos, and what is its secondary type?
Bird Heldron.
Every generation has a bird right at the start.
Oh.
What is the one in Kalos?
Which one is?
And I'm telling you the information. Like, usually the birds that you encounter early in these games have a very discernible pattern of the type that they turn into. This bird does something different.
Gen 5 had the Unpheasants. Gen 4 had... Starling to Staraptor. Is that Gen 4? Gen 3? What the fuck was Gen 3's?
What was Gen 6's?
That's the information we want.
Did not care.
We can talk about Hoot Hoot all you want if you feel like it.
Did not care about Gen 6's. What is Gen 6's dumb bird?
Oh. I'll never know.
I don't know if I can get... I don't know. I... Gen 5 wasn't Pheasant. Oh, I'm going to be so mad. I'm going to be so... I have no idea.
Ryan, you want to tell us?
Yeah, it's Talonflame.
It's Talonflame.
Oh, it's Talon... Oh.
Yep. Yeah. And they made him a fire flying type as opposed to a normal flying.
I'm gonna leave, guys. I'm just gonna dip out. I am no longer helpful for this podcast.
Team Sam Eagle. Yeah. For 2 points. Final form of the early game normal type, and what's the secondary type?
You know, this one I'm not sure about, actually. I don't know. Let me think about it for a minute. You said it's a normal type, but it gets something else.
Yep. Yeah, because typically, you know, your Rattatas, your Sentrets, you always have like these Lillipup, something like that.
They'll kind of be like I think I know this. And I have to say the final form?
Yeah, final form.
I think it's Diggersby. And yep. I think it's a ground type.
Diggersby is a normal ground. Okay. Yep. Still very good though. Talonflame though, pretty solid guy.
I like Talonflame.
Get your flame body Talonflame. Mm-hmm. So, like other Pokemon games, you have a rival that you battle throughout your journey. In Gen 5, you actually had two friends throughout the game that you battle. You had Bianca and Charon, who you encounter every once in a while. And oh, do battles.
I don't know their names.
Gen 6 doubles the amount of friends that you have right from the start. The whole crew of weird losers who bully you into taking a nickname.
Yeah.
But do you remember their names?
Nope.
Team Sam Eagle. Who was the nerdy friend who always hung out with that dancing buffoon Tierno?
Nope, don't know. I only can think of one name of all... I think two names of all of that crew, and it's... Describe the person again.
The nerdy friend who always hung out with that dancing buffoon Tierno.
I don't know.
It is Trevor. It's Trevor.
It's one of them, like, Bianca or something?
Team Beaker. Who was the BFF / maybe romantic interest? The game was definitely giving off some vibes.
I got no idea what her name was.
This is the one I think I might know.
I don't know.
Who do you think it is?
Wait, well, he's got a guess.
No, go ahead, Ryan. I got no idea.
I want to say it's either Serena or Sabrina.
Serena was like the chief rival, whereas there was this other girl, Shauna, who was just like trying to be friendly with you the whole time and maybe trying to hit on you a little bit.
Okay.
And that's
in the anime, they really implied that.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah, supposedly.
So
in the cartoon, I don't know if it counts as an anime.
You guys didn't learn any of their names. You guys are terrible friends.
It's been a minute.
But let's like talk about something that you actually probably paid attention to.
I know the name of their Pokemon is like beat them into a
Mega Evolution. So it's funny because that like that big guy who did all the dancing Tierno, his signature Pokemon was like a Clauncher. No, not a Clauncher.
No, not anything associated with dancing.
See, you don't know them either, John.
The lobster.
You're a bad friend too.
I remember. I'm a bad friend to lobsters and all sorts of shellfish.
There's a surprising number of like mollusk
right
crab Pokemon in the game.
Not to mention our Lord and Savior Amistar.
Yeah.
Well,
you know they say like on a long enough timeline, genetically everything becomes crabs.
I think you have mentioned that before.
It's true. They're very
they look like crabs. But they talk like people.
They just biologically everything just eventually becomes a crab.
So Mega Evolution. Some of you guys actually care about. We know that what this is, a select group of Pokemon can hold a item specific to them and have a super-powered form for the duration of the battle. Even if they are withdrawn, they'll maintain that Mega form for as long as the battle is going on. Not every Pokemon can Mega Evolve, and only one of your party members can Mega Evolve per battle, even if you have that specific item equipped to all of them. Team Beaker, for 2 points... I'm going to give you 4 Pokemon. Tell me the one that does not Mega Evolve.
Okay. I feel confident about this. I feel good about this.
Pidgeot.
Okay.
Houndoom. Pangoro. Absol. Who does not Mega Evolve?
Pangoro,
there you go. Yeah. +2. Team Sam. All
right.
Sam Eagle.
That would be a cool Mega, though.
Here's your batch. Glalie, Noivern, Audino, and Camerupt.
Yeah, the 3 that you said that are Megas are also in Pokemon Go right now. What was the second one you said?
Noivern.
Noivern does not Mega Evolve.
Noivern does not Mega Evolve.
Camerupt has a Mega?
He does.
Yeah, it's got a bonkers special attack. It becomes this big volcano-shaped thing.
I'm Googling this real quick just so I want to know, so I know what it looks like.
Okay. Yeah.
And I'm doing it myself because last time I asked Ryan to show me it, he showed me a picture of a dog's asshole instead.
And he still has it on his phone.
Yeah.
So some Pokemon even change their type when they digi-evolve into their mega forms. So,
all right.
Team Sam Eagle, Lopunny is a normal type.
Yeah.
For 1 point, what type or types does Mega Lopunny become?
Well, that's a tricky one. I don't know if it becomes pure fighting or if it's fighting normal. I'll just say it becomes pure fighting.
Is a normal fighting.
Ah, okay.
Team Beaker.
Oh, it does have a Mega. When did Lopunny get a Mega?
It's also available Gen in Pokemon 6. Go if you guys played Pokemon
really?
Go.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
It's not a very good one, but yeah, that's
it. So what type does it get? I didn't even know that thing. It looks
normal fighting.
It picks up fighting. Yeah. Well, normal fighting.
Team Beaker.
Okay.
Audino is a normal type. For 1 point, what type or types is Mega Audino?
I hate you, John. I don't know. Normal fairy?
Normal fairy!
Yay!
Yeah, there you go. That's good for a point. Closing that gap. Team Sam Eagle.
What do we got?
Charizard is a fire flying type. For 1 point, what type or types is Mega Charizard X?
So if you had said Y, it would be unchanged. X, it becomes a flying dragon. Or sorry, no, fire dragon.
Wes, are you okay with this?
I'm okay with it.
Okay, yeah.
We know he meant fire dragon.
Fire dragon.
It was a slip of the tongue. It's all right.
I corrected myself before you said anything.
There we go. All right. Easy one. Wes, right. Here's here's an easy one for you, TV.
I gave him 12 points. I spotted him 12 points. And you're
I know, I'm a very merciful guy. I'm just a nice guy. Just let you have those.
Team Beaker.
Okay.
Altaria is a dragon flying type. For 1 point, what type or types is Mega Altaria?
Hey, John.
Oh, come on, that's an easy one.
Don't hate him, I said it earlier.
Dragon Fairy?
Dragon Fairy.
That's another. Thank you for those points, by the way. Jeez,
more points. Well, now we're even on this question, and then you can give me 12 more.
Team Sam Eagle. Aggron is a rock steel type.
It's pure steel.
It is pure steel when it mega evolves. And Team Beaker. Okay. Mewtwo is a psychic type. For 1 point, what type or types is Mega Mewtwo X?
Psychic fighting.
There we go.
Is Y just pure psychic?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
So Gen 6, in addition to the digi-evolving that your Megas do, also had some bizarre evolution methods. Let's talk about some of the weird evolutions in this generation. Team Sam Eagle.
Oh boy.
For 2 points. Inkay is a cute little dark psychic squid that evolves into Malamar at level 30. But there is one other condition. What is it?
If I remember correctly, it has to do with the hardware. You have to hold the Switch hold the DS upside down.
You're correct on both counts. Even in games where it features Inkay Malamar on Switch, you still have to flip your Switch over.
Really?
Yeah.
You just pick up the TV and just...
you could only evolve it in handheld mode. If you were only playing on the TV, you would never figure out how to evolve your Inkay.
Oh my god. Do you think people in Australia are happy that this is like the one Pokemon that just evolves normally and all the other ones have to hold it upside down to make them evolve?
They can't catch Inkay. They're all Malamar already. Team Beaker.
Okay.
For 2 points. The gooey, moist dragon Sligoo evolves into Goodra at level 50. But what's the other condition?
It's got to be raining.
It's got to be raining. So.
While it's hugging its trainer.
hugging its trainer in the rain. In a slimy hug.
Oh, that's some kind of romantic comedy, I guess.
Team Sam, how does Dewblade evolve?
Who's Dewblade?
I think I'm of two minds about it. I feel like it either needs a dust stone or it needs to be traded while holding an item. I just don't know what the held item would be. It's not the Reaper's cloth. That's something else. What would the held item be? I'm taking up too much time. I'm just going to say dust stone.
It is a dust stone.
Yeah. Okay.
So that one wasn't that weird. But back over to Beaker.
Oh, boy.
For 2 points. PanCham evolves at level 32, but only when...
I didn't know PanCham had a special condition.
Yep.
I never used one.
Got a special condition.
Crap.
I think I might know this one.
Into Pangoro at level 32, but only if. Otherwise, it's a PanCham forever.
Gosh, I had no idea. I never used PanCham. I don't know. And it was Rage.
There's another dark type Pokemon in the party.
Oh.
If you don't have a dark type Pokemon in your party, it will not evolve.
That's weird.
That in the Inkay thing, like, how the fuck were you supposed to just intuit that from the game? Like, those are, like, some really weirdly specific evolutions. Like, you have to be looking things up on the internet to know these things.
Well, it's better than trying to read Braille on a game that
it's true.
Can't properly display
on a flat screen.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So, like most generations, there are some Generation 6 fossil Pokemon. There are a couple of fossil Pokemon, both rock types, as fossil types usually are. So Team Sam Eagle, we're going to talk a little bit about the ice rock type Auroras. We're going to a little bit of higher or lower for 1 point apiece.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a base stat, and I'm going to tell you the wrong base stat.
Mm, okay.
You're going to tell me if the correct one is higher or lower, and I'm going to be within 10.
Within 10? Not at least 10?
It'll be exactly 10. I'll be 10. Exactly 10 wrong.
Thank you for clarifying.
So,
It's 2 points off.
Auroros.
It's actually 92 instead of 90.
That would be a really obnoxious.
Jeez. God. Especially this generation where things are like, oh, this thing's special attack is 123.
Point three.
So, Auroros has a base HP of 113.
That seems pretty bulky. I feel like it's a really rough type. I'm going to say, yeah, I'm going to say they're generous and give it the extra HP because it probably needs it.
Wait, so you're saying?
It's higher.
Yeah, it is higher.
Yeah. Wow.
The base attack is 87.
That thing looks like pudding. I don't think it can hit. I'm going to say lower.
It is lower.
Okay. You're going to give me Tyrantum, aren't you?
77, of course. We're talking about the fossils.
God damn.
I'm not going to give you Binnacle. That thing is dumb. Its defense is 62.
I'll say that's higher.
It is higher. It's 72. Okay. Its special attack is 109.
109. Gosh. That's a really high special attack. I'm going to say lower.
It's lower. It is 99.
Okay.
Its special defense is 102.
102. I want to say higher because I feel like, again, I feel like it needs it, but I will say lower.
It is lower. It is 92.
Okay.
And its speed is 48.
Yowzer. I feel like it's got to be a little faster. It's got to be higher.
Yep, 58.
Okay.
Still pretty slow. So, yeah, that's 6 for 6.
Damn.
He's not that good. I mean, he's got high HPs, but his defenses are low. And...
yeah, big HP at 123, and then its big stats are its special attack and defense. They're 99 and 92. 99, pretty good special attack, but it's not hitting fast, and if you're like hitting it with a fighting-type move, especially, like you're pretty exposed.
Yeah, this thing is not that good.
Team Beaker, you've got the Rock Dragon-type Tyrantum. It's okay. HP is 92.
Lower.
It is lower. Its attack is 111.
Higher.
Higher. It is 121. Its defense is 109.
Lower.
It is higher.
Damn.
It's 119. Big defense. Its special attack is 59.
God. It's got to be higher than that.
It is. It is a nice 69.
Giggity.
Its special defense is also a nice 69.
It's going to be higher than that.
It's lower.
What?
59 special defense. My goodness. Its speed is 81.
Higher.
It is lower. It is 71.
Started out so strong and then immediately shut the bed.
He's all over the bed. Started off strong with the answers he gave you.
What's his? I meant what? This question, not the previous one.
Wait, what's his point total?
You will win by a lot.
Oh, there's a lot of numbers written here. I'm not doing a great job keeping track.
Oh, my God.
I'm not taking this seriously. So
then I win.
We're just about done here. Just a couple of quick actuallys and then we're out of here.
Right. Okay, you win.
So for 1 point apiece, Team Beaker, I'm going to give you a false statement. And you're going to tell me what I got wrong and correct me, but you have to say, I'm not giving you the point.
Okay.
Litleo is a fire monotype that evolves into Pyroar at level 35.
Actually, it's a fire normal.
It is a fire normal, yeah. There you go.
Yeah, you got to finish it.
Hey, you know what? Bonus point for cutting me off.
Yeah. It's on the 12 that Ryan gave me, but...
Team Sam Eagle. Helioptile is an electric normal type that evolves into Heliolisk at level 35 with a miserable physical and attack and physical defense, both below 60. Helioptile is an electric normal type that evolves into Heliolisk at level 35 with a miserable physical attack and physical defense, both below 60.
Read it one last time for me, please.
Helioptile is an electric normal type that evolves into Heliolisk at level 35 with a miserable attack and defense, both below 60.
Both of its defenses... Actually, I don't know. I have no idea. You're winning anyways. actually, one of its defenses is not as you stated.
It evolves with a sunstone.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's it. We're done here. Nicely done.
That was it?
Well done.
That's it. You're not going to go out on a banger? No, like, huge question?
No, I couldn't think of a good one. Plus, I had an interview at work, so I didn't have time to finish.
Oh, okay.
Wait, well, interview at work?
Yeah. Just like within the same department. Right. Different position.
Actually, John got fired last week.
It's funny that you say that, because Wes just ghosted his job.
I did. Straight up ghosted.
He was telling us earlier. Oh, it's amazing.
They gave me a 10-cent raise for my annual review. I said, fuck this, and just completely ghosted them.
Yeah, that's wild and fucked up. No. Well, you guys want to close out with a grid? You want to do a grid?
Sure.
Wes, we'll do a poker grid.
Yeah.
Cool. We'll do a poker grid. I still got one.
We might as well. We haven't done.
Yeah, we got a little time. What's going on?
So, people know what these grids are, right? Yeah. We don't have to do any explaining here.
Well, we'll explain it. So, pokergrid.net is a website. They also have an app that you can download through the website, where every day they give you a new 3x3 grid, and you have to fill out the grid. And the target of it is to pick the most obscure Pokemon you can think of, and that will give you a lower percentage because you're competing against other people.
You want to think of the things that people aren't thinking of.
Yeah, exactly. So the higher percentage means more people answered with that Pokemon. So you want a lower percentage.
And there's the context of, like, we'll get to it, like, when you actually read up the clues. But it has to be a cross section. Like, you have to use the clue from, like, the side and the top.
And the top, yeah. So I'm going to give you two different grids. I'll say the options, and we can pick which one we want to do. Because I got two available.
Okay.
Because that way I can play as well. So with this grid, the top of it is Ghost, Steel, and Monotype.
Okay.
And the side of it is Dragon, can learn Shadow Ball, and what is that? Ground type.
The
other option grid I got, the top of it is can learn Crunch, is weak to grass, and last in evolution line. And the side of it is Dark Fairy Electric.
I think the first one would probably just be easier to think of logically.
I'm kind of feeling the first one too.
Okay. It's always annoying when they're like, when they do the height requirements. It's like, is this one under 2 feet tall?
Or like Wes was, what the fuck is this? Wes was doing one earlier, like Pokemon that can learn Growl. Come on.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because sometimes you'll get, like, there are ones that I've done before where it'll tell you when you click it how many potential answers there are. I've done some where it's like 200 potential answers, and I've done some where it's like 5 potential answers.
Yeah, there was one the other day. It's not on this week anymore, but literally like half the questions, there's less than 7 potential answers. I'm God, this is like, I'm scoring high in this because there's no way you don't. There's not enough
options.
Yeah. So the first block is a dragon ghost type.
Well, there's one.
So of this, there is 5 possible answers.
Giratina would be one of them.
Giratina, the Dreepy Line.
And there's
line.
Probably multiple Giratina forms, right? There's the origin form and the whatever form.
So that's probably... Let me see if that pops up like that.
Because it does do form stuff, I've noticed.
Oh, yeah? Okay. I'm
typing that wrong.
And, like, Mega Evolutions are their own lines, like, their own things. Like, Hoopa Unbound is an option, and regular Hoopa is an option.
Yeah, Giratina Altered and Giratina Origin.
I think because if anyone thinks Giratina, they're immediately going to have to divide that number by 2. Well, so what was... I'm sorry, you already said some. What was the other one you said?
So the other three are the Dreepy line. So Dreepy... Oh. Clock or whatever, and then Dragapult. Yeah, Dracloak, and then Dragapult.
Well, what do you think would be the rarest? What do you think people would most likely not answer?
Well, so I don't play this all that often. My instinct is to go with the middle form of something, because, you know, like we're joking about on this show, who the fuck remembers the middle forms of things?
Yeah.
Well, it's easy in this, because you can just type in, like, the first couple of letters, and boom, there it is. And,
If it has the same kind of naming convention, you can do that.
Okay.
Actually, I don't know. What was it? It's Dreepy and then Dracloak or
Dragon? Yeah, Dragacloak or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. You want to go with that one?
What's the middle form?
Dracloak.
Yeah, I mean, I'm cool with that. Sure. You guys are cool with it. Boop. Let's see what we got.
19%. So that one's not good.
That is like right down the middle average.
Yeah. A Dragon Steel. 6 possible answers.
Duraludon? Is it Palkia or Dialga? One of those two.
No, neither of those are dragons.
Yeah, Dialga is a dragon.
Yeah, Dialga.
Steel.
Dialga, the dragon steel. There's the new evolution for Duraludon. Is that still a dragon steel? Archaludon.
Yep. Archaludon. Oh, yeah, there's also the Gigantamax.
Oh, true. Do those count? So it's
all I think those counts. I mean, six possible answers, so that may be all of them.
Oh, and there's two forms of Palkia or Dialga. There's the new whatever of time.
I don't think the Archaludon or whatever are in there yet. Hmm. I don't think...
Hey, that's for a current game.
There's an alternate. Oh, because Arceus. Doesn't Arceus have the alternate forms of...
Oh, yeah, he's, like, holding, like, the different items or something that, like, alters the type. But I think Arceus is just a normal type, and holding the different things will change the secondary type. Mm-hmm. Hmm. I'm looking for a Dragonsteel. I mean, do we want to try the Dialga thing?
The Dialga?
Doesn't matter to me.
So let us do Origin Form.
Origin Form. So that's on here.
I don't know. What do you guys think? I would cool. I'm cool with that, but whatever.
I mean, I picked the middle form and got a 20%, so I'll trust you guys' judgment on this one.
All right, do you want to use Duraludons or do you want to use the Origin Form?
And again, it's a tough one because it's like, one's a box art legendary, but one's from a more recent gen. Oh, you know what? Let's fucking do it. Let's go with the Origin Form. Let's go see what happens.
17%.
Mm. Okay.
There's not a whole lot of options, so I guess that feels
kind of... I think it's going to be high no matter what.
Yeah.
A Dragon Monotype.
Drudagon
is one.
Axu. Fracture.
Fracture's a good guess.
Again, that's my instinct to go with the middle form.
There are 13 possible answers. So, Dratini. Dragonair.
Regidrago.
Ooh, Regidrago's a really good guess. I would go with that.
Yeah, let's do it. Regidrago. 5%.
Okay.
Not bad. Mm-hmm. All right, second row. A ghost site that learns Shadow Ball. There's a lot of answers there. 85 possible answers.
Yeah. Pretty much any ghost type you would think, right?
Mm-hmm. Pretty much. So what's the most obscure ghost you could think of?
Hoopa Unbound.
Yeah.
That's a ghost type, right?
Isn't it? Pretty sure it is.
Hoopa is... Yeah, the regular Hoopa is dark. Is psychic dark, right? And then it becomes psychic ghost when it's Hoopa Unbound.
Is it an option?
Nope, it is not.
Ah, shit. Sorry.
So that wasted our one undo. You get one undo a day as well. So that was our one undo.
Oh, no, I think it's normally... Isn't it psychic dark and it becomes psychic?
I'm not sure. I'm not super familiar with Hoopa.
Dang it. Sorry.
Well, what about something like... Is there like a form change for Miss Magius? Or...
I mean, you could do like a Mega Gengar.
Mm-hmm.
Gigantamax Gengar, that's an option.
Yeah, you can do Gigantamax Gengar. That is one.
Ghost that can learn Giratina.
Oh, there's also things like Sableye and Spiritomb.
Yeah,
those are a little bit more vague.
Spiritomb might not be bad.
Isn't that one of the Oricorio forms?
Oh, that's true.
You can do an Oricorio.
But does it learn Shadow Ball? I don't know.
I mean, I don't know why, how it went.
If they can't, it should be utterly embarrassed.
All right, I'm doing the Oricorio.
I think it is utterly embarrassed. We're going to whiff. We're going to lose all our guesses on this stupid
question. Oh, wouldn't that be terrible? That'd be...
It does not!
God damn it.
Oh, it does not! We have a blank! One of these are going to be blank.
Jeez.
Oh, gosh. You only have 5 guesses left, but there's only 6 blocks. Guys, we do a Pokemon podcast.
We failed.
Yeah. I think we're reaching a little too hard to try to get the most obscure stuff.
Admittedly, we are. We are.
How does that not learn Shadow Ball, though? What the frack?
All right, just go with something, though. Right, do you want to skip this question?
I'll just do the next one? Or do you want, I mean, we're going to score high no matter what at this point, so I'm just going to Gigantamax Gengar.
Okay.
I can't just put in Gengar and it gives me that. Gengar Gigantamax does not work.
Oh, wild. For Shadow Ball?
Yeah.
How? How is that possible?
Oh, because it only uses the max moves.
Oh. See, I think we're trying to game
it a little too much. We're gaming this game a little too much. Okay, well, we have 5 blocks left and 3 possible answers.
All right, well, let's just go to the next one. Let's keep going.
Shadow Ball, Steel Type.
Can we go to the next row?
Sure.
Let's skip this row. Stupid fucking Shadow Ball questions.
Sure. A ground ghost.
Okay. The rune one?
Runerigus?
Yeah, that one's a good one. That's a kind of obscure one.
There's also the Sandy Ghast.
Ooh. Sandy Ghast.
How about Palosand? Is that also a ground ghost?
Or that's the evolution, right?
Palosand is the first one. Sandy Ghast is the second.
Are you sure?
No, I'm not sure now that I say it out loud.
I think Santa Gas is the first one.
Let's go with that
one. You can type it in and see the icon.
That's true. Six possible answers.
The most common one.
Yeah, Santa Gas is the first form.
Okay. Is that the one we're going with?
I think it's fine to go with it.
Yeah, why not?
88%.
15.
Okay.
We are... Yeah, this is bad. A ground steel.
Doesn't sound that bad. Ground steel, huh?
Excadrill, my boy, Excadrill.
Oh, yeah, Excadrill.
Is Drillbur just a ground type?
I think Drillbur is just a ground
type. Seven possible answers.
For a ground steel, huh?
This is a bad one.
I can't think of...
Wait, is Steelix a pure ground? Or is it pure steel? Or is it...
No.
I think it's a steel ground. I think Excadrill would be more... Or be better than Steelix when it comes to that.
Sure, but now I'm trying to just think of, like, who are the other ground steels then?
Oh, the regional variant of Stunfisk? Galarian?
Oh, yeah.
Galarian Stunfisk?
Ooh, go with that one.
Yeah, we're going to go with that one. 11.
Okay.
All right. A ground monotype.
Like Diglett, Dugtrio.
Yeah. Cubone.
Don't do Cubone.
Roll the dice.
All right.
What did it say?
3% on Cubone.
Yes!
That was our best one. Yeah. My best one, we ended up with 200 and some points.
Uh-huh. Because of the blank spaces?
Yeah. My best one's 13.1.
Okay. Do another one. Roll the other one.
We'll do another one? All right. We'll do the other one.
Oh, I got it all wrong. The regular Hoopa. The regular Hoopa is the one that's Psychic Ghost.
Oh, okay.
Hoopa Unbound is the one that's Psychic Dark.
Hmm.
Oh.
Fuck me. Lame.
All right. I guess we'll do the last one.
We're gonna redeem ourselves here.
Okay. A Dark type that learns Crunch. A lot of options. Mega Gyarados.
That's a pretty good guess, yeah, actually.
Hell yeah, roll with it.
Three percent.
Okay. Nice. Okay.
A dark that is weak to grass. So there would be a water type, a rock type, a ground type. So dark with one of those.
Hmm. You go Tyranitar.
Yeah.
Or like a dark water, like a Carvana. Mm-hmm. Or a Sharpedo. I feel like there's got to be more than that for water dark. I feel like there's got to be a lot of water dark. Make a Gyarados again. No, because
he's a water dark. That would work.
Mm-hmm. I can't make a Gyarados the whole
board. You can't use it twice.
Yeah.
But there's 15 possible answers.
You go Crawdont if you want to stick with the water dark.
Are there no dark rocks? Oh,
Tyranitar.
Yeah.
I can't think of another one real quick. Mm. And dark ground. Jeez, I can't think of any dark ground offhand.
I can't think of that off my head.
But it's also dark. But
does it tell you how many possible answers there are?
15.
15.
It's not that many.
Yeah.
I mean, I think water dark is a good avenue to go because there are quite a few. We were just talking about the starters.
Greninja.
Greninja would be one. Sure. Carvana and then Sharpedo, like you said.
I'm going to put Carvana.
Okay.
I'm on board.
We don't have to think about this one too much.
12%. That did not do well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, there's not a whole lot of options there.
Yeah. Lasted Evolution Line. On there. 35 possible answers.
Also, any mono, any single form count, like Darkrai?
A mono type that's last in the evolutionary line? Is that the...
No, it doesn't have to be a monotype, but...
No, but...
Sorry, any single form Pokemon would count as the last in evolutionary line.
It would not.
It needs to evolve?
Evolves from another Pokemon, but can't evolve itself.
And there's only 35?
So it excludes the Megas and the G-Max forms.
Okay.
How is there only 35?
And there's no other stipulation other than this is a last in evolution.
Yeah, 35 species. But yeah, wait, are you sure about that?
It says 35 possible answers.
But I mean, for example...
I mean, there's Scrafty and whatever that thing is.
But like Darkrai, for example, does not evolve. It is just a pure dark type. That would not count.
That would not count. Does Gaia evolve?
Okay.
Right, and it is monotype. Or
no, it's not monster. One of its types has to be dark.
Oh, dark yeah. type. Dark type, that is yeah, the last
one. Scrafty evolves into, what's that thing
called? Scrafty is the, it's Scraggy into Scrafty.
Yeah. Oh, Scraggy into Scrafty. So there's Scrafty.
Crocodile, if you want to go down that line.
Mandibuzz?
Mandibuzz, sure.
I feel like that one's kind of obscure.
That might be a good one.
Hmm.
I think
Crocodile's a good pick.
No, Maractus doesn't evolve. Never mind, I was about to say.
Maractus. Yeah, Cacturne.
Yeah, Cacturne's dark grass. That's probably fairly obscure.
Well, that's not Maractus. That's
Cacnea. But Cacturne is dark grass. I mean, Nuzleaf. Or, sorry, Shiftry.
Which one do you want to go guess?
I want to go with the cactus. Cacturne.
3%.
That's okay.
Good one.
Okay.
All right. The next would be all fairies. So, a fairy that can learn a crunch.
A fairy that can learn crunch?
Niltank. No.
probably Granbull, you would think.
That's a really good guess.
Or what about Grimmsnarl? Does Grimmsnarl learn?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or Morgrim? I don't know if
they learn. It's got a tiny little mouth.
I'm not sure if they learn crunch or not.
Yeah.
But Granbull has to.
Yeah, 10 possible answers.
Let's just go with Granbull.
Okay.
I think that's an okay one.
17.
It'd be nice to just get a complete grid.
Yeah, let's get a complete grid. A fairy that is weak to grass. So a fairy water, a fairy rock,
Primarina,
a fairy grass.
Milotic.
Carpink.
Azumarill.
What's the middle form of Primarina? And is it a fairy? Does Popplio start out as a water fairy?
I think it's a fairy on the last form.
Hmm. Okay. Well, then maybe Azumarill is a better bet.
Is it better to go Meryl? Is it Meryl? Meryl or Azumarill, I guess, would work.
Yeah, either one.
There's also Carbink. Because that's a rock.
Carbink's a really good guess, too. What's the legendary one that's
or a crab? Deancey?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do Deancey.
There's a couple Deanceys, though.
Pick one. We trust you.
Just don't pick the unbound form. It's not
7% on Deancey.
All right.
Fairy last in evolution line. See, this is I don't know how.
Accurate. Oh, we missed the chance. We should have done Tapu Fini.
Oh,
the Tapu.
No one ever. Guesses
nobody's gonna think of the Tapus. Yeah, yeah. Nobody's gonna think of.
I don't think I've ever guessed a Tapu, and it's like less than, or it's more than 3%. But anyway, okay, was it?
There's an electric Tapu. We can use that.
Yeah, well, for sure, for something.
So a fairy that's last in the evolutionary line.
Yep.
Mega Altaria Megas count.
No, they exclude the Megas.
Okay. Oh, you could do...
Florges?
Sure, Florges or Aromatizzi.
That's a good guess, too. People are probably more inclined to forget Aromatizzi.
Slurpuff.
Slurpuff, yeah.
Aromatizzi is 4.
Nice.
Cool.
And the last line is electric. So electric, they're going to crunch.
Oh, geez.
So you get your Lux right.
Stunfisk would learn that? It is like a giant mouth.
Well, I'm not sure.
And we haven't whiffed yet, so we can, maybe for our last few, we could have a little bit of...
Stunfisk?
But I don't know, but like, we can think about this one. We don't have to give up. It's just, it is basically like a giant mouth trap. So I would think it's weird if it doesn't learn crunch.
With the Galarian?
Stunfisk? That one's not electric. The Galarian's not electric.
No, and just the right... Oh, well, yeah.
Is that
right.
One a big mouth?
The other one... Yeah, the other one is just sort of like a flat thing. I thought it still bit.
Hmm.
The Galarian one is essentially like a trap.
Oh, yeah,
like
yeah.
Like a bear trap.
It's a regular one that's like the ground electric.
Yeah.
Just the regular form.
We can do that one. I mean,
I think that one's just a flat one. What about the Electros, though? I don't think that thing learns crunch. I mean, it might.
That one might. It is. It's a giant mouth thing. I would do it. Yeah, Elecross is probably a good guess.
Try it.
How do you spell it?
Double E at the beginning, like Electros.
Oh.
Come on, Electros.
3%.
Yes.
Nice.
Weak to grass.
An electric that's weak to grass.
So you got Lantern,
Jinchou.
But is there like a electric rock? So there would be the Golem.
Oh, yeah, the
that's
the
a really
Alolan Golem, Alolan Graveler.
Yeah.
I can't think of another electric rock if there is one.
So there's 9 possible answers with this one.
Ooh, small pool to work with.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like Graveler. We got Stunfisk. Just the regular form of Stunfisk. But yeah, I think
Stunfisk is what, electric ground?
Yeah. Well, ground speak to grasses.
Yeah, so that grasses. Works.
I still like doing the Alolan Graveler. I think people are going to sleep on Alolan forms in general and kind of forget there's a middle one.
7%.
Okay. Right. Okay.
Last boss of one. Last in evolution line for electric.
Have we whiffed already?
I don't think so.
No.
Right. To see the Alolans go with the Alolan Raichu.
I was thinking the spider.
Galvantula.
Galvantula.
I do like jolting Galvantula. They're fun.
Yeah, I think that's a good guess. Again, Lantern's a pretty good guess, too.
Hmm.
Because, it's like, who gives a fuck about that?
Either one. I'm fine with either one.
Mm-hmm.
Which one are you putting in?
Galvantula.
Do it.
Our score is 58.
It's okay. Not bad. It's not great. Hell yeah. It's not bad.
Wait, it's
3% on the Galvantula.
Okay.
Nice.
And 58's not bad. That's respectable.
Considering how many of them only had, like, a couple of options available.
What's the highest possible score? Like...
Let's see what the most...
Get every question wrong.
Yeah.
900.
Yeah, if you get... So it's like 900 if you get everything wrong.
Yeah, it's like 100 okay. points. If I remember correctly, it's like 100 points towards your total if you don't get it right.
So the most popular this week, well, for this one, was the Dark Learns Crunch is Mightyena. Weak to Grass was Sharpedo. Last Evolution Line was Houndoom. Gramble was the most popular.
Oh, we guessed that one.
Yep. Primarina for the Weak to Grass. And the Last in Evolution was Gardevoir. And then for the electric, it was Luxray, Lantern, and Raichu.
Oh, we thought about all of those when we were talking about what to guess.
We did.
Lantern's surprisingly popular.
Yeah.
How dare they?
I guess that's a fun. I guess that's a good segment to add to the Poké Show. Why not? Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of people listen to this.
I had fun with it.
Yeah.
Good time. So next up will be a mini show. We'll talk about it every damn well, please.
Yeah.
I am in the last mission of Unicorn Overlord.
Cool.
Wow.
Hey, this boss is a motherfucker. This guy's an asshole.
Are you really upset that they didn't give us any of these angel types earlier? These fucking angel Pokemon are awesome. The Pokemon, the units, and...
I'm not super upset about it. I mean, I think there's still quite a bit of game at that point, so you can build a party and use them. They're pretty good. And then we'll do a retro show. And once again, it'll be a good one. I think we've got a better pool of movies to talk about this time around.
Yeah, I think when all's said and done, I'll have watched like 11 of them.
So. Hopefully I can get some traction. I just started Last of Us, never played it before.
Okay, very good.
And I did play a little of this other weird Souls-like kind of game. I forget what it's called. But
Dark Souls?
It was, I don't know, you're a robot in France.
Demon Souls.
Sure.
But yeah, and then I forget which video games we have on tap for the retro show, but I think there's a handful of good ones. I mean, not like Pokemon Ruby Sapphire and Wind Waker. Mm-hmm. Wes, you missed the retro show. We were talking about Wind Waker.
Oh, I'm sad.
You didn't get to give us your opinions on Reliant K's album either.
That's true. We talked about Reliant K.
I'll give you the opinion right now.
Ryan was surprisingly positive on it.
Really?
I thought it was fun.
I thought it was hot trash.
Why would you say that?
I thought it was garbage. I was ashamed of my childhood self that I loved this thing so much.
It is so packed with melodies. We talked about Daytime Minutes. Remember that? It was so bad.
A song that no one will understand now.
Oh, I started listening to it. I got like 2 songs in and I was like, I can care less about this.
You got
to
power through.
I listened to more than half of it, but I was like, no.
You got to power through.
I flipped around. I went to the one song.
Your story keeps changing. You got to give your childhood self a little bit more credit.
No. I listened to more than half of it, but I did skip around to certain songs that I remember. Okay. I was like, oh, this one. And I forget what one of them was, but it was one that I liked when I was younger. It was like my favorite song by them, and I listened to it. I was like, this is trash.
Mm.
I did not enjoy
it. You need to listen to it again.
It's a well-produced, high-energy pop punk album, and it's a very positive listen, and I think there's rewarding content for people that are into such things.
I do not enjoy that anymore. I want nothing. It sounds whiny to me.
Roll your windows down, blast it in your car. recapture some of your youth.
Oh my gosh.
We're also close to death now. You need to...
Oh yeah, we're getting there. We're catching up to you, Sherlock. Don't worry. You're not going alone.
Well, you're on your way to Saturday church service.
Is that a thing? People go on Saturdays?
Saturday?
This guy does.
Okay. Hey, I respect the faith. And then we'll wrap it up with an official show at the end of the month. That's it. End of podcast.
So long.